You blindfold me and tell me to strip and lie on the bed. You arrange my limbs in a rough X and tell me to relax. Then I feel you putting some things on me. Cool and small, like stones, small pebbles or something like that. I feel them all over my body and I'm curious, but don't want to ask. Then your fingers open my mouth and you slip something in it. Eat, you tell me, and I crunch down on it. It's chocolate, an M&M. I start to say something, but you tell me, shh, calm. This is the deal. I've placed 25 M&Ms on your body. Your job is to stay still so that none of them fall off of you. Simple enough, I think. Then your hand gently brushes my cunt and I change my mind. Furthermore, for every candy that falls, you get an extra stroke with your nightly whipping. What will you be doing, sir? I ask, biting my lip and trying to keep still. Oh, this and that, you say, and I have to hold in my gasp. It's not what you say, but where your voice is coming from. You've slowly climbed up between my legs. I expect your mouth, but it's something different. Soft and airy. From the tone of your voice, I knew you were up to something. I gasp, lightly and almost as if it wasn't there, something brushes my nether lips. That's not fair, I tell you. You know how fucking ticklish I am. More candy for me, you say. You'll just have to control yourself. The feather, I'm sure it's that damn feather of yours, is dancing up the length of my left leg and I'm holding on as best I can. This is and isn't like holding in an orgasm. You attenuate that by blowing warm air on my pussy so that my clit emerges. Then the feather lands there and I feel the first candy fall as my hip jumps. For the next half an hour, your feather, your mouth, or your breath visits the rest of my body and I'm still hanging in there. I'm down 5 more candies, but the sweating I'm doing from being so aroused is helping by making the candy stick a bit. But I'm so very hot for you right now that I can't wait much longer. Master, if it pleases you, I say, please put down that feather and put your cock in me. No, you say, and I can't classify my emotion right then. I want you to come first. But, Master... Silly girl, you can come all you want. You just have to keep the candy still. As I'm distilling this, your mouth begins its magic on my cunt. Slowly, with a spiral movement this time, and quick flicks on my clit with your soft tongue. That feather, though, you keep brushing it over my nipples and I nearly cry out for wanting them to be touched with harder stuff. The contrast, doublethink, really, of holding one's external body still while seeking an internal convulsion holds me on the knife's edge. Oh, when will my sweet master fuck me? Not doublethink, double feel, I think, as I moan long and loud. Feeling your mouth on my clit and a questing finger hunting for my G-spot again. You've found it once and now you won't give up. I let out my mounting frustration vocally, moaning and begging mostly, long but not overly loud. You're doing pure magic down there and even your feather doesn't seem to bother me. But you back off from your search of my cunt and your touch on my clit begins to lessen and lessen. I am still on the uptick and I whimper. I've had an ultimate goal all along, you tell me, and the sound of your voice sends an additional tremor of lust through me. I feel you moving closer to me, hear you climbing on the bed. Oh, I'm moaning longer now. I can smell you near me. Your hand brushes my nipples, and I realize this is the true edge, that I'm right there and have been for a while. Cold? I whisper. And that's when it happens. That's when you do the thing that sends me crashing over into the biggest orgasm I've had all week. The release I've been working towards all day. You take my head in your hands and you kiss me. You kiss me savagely, powerfully, passionately, and I start to come. Oh, you hold my mouth with yours and I'm kissing you and moaning into your mouth and candy is flying everywhere. Your hand is back in my cunt as you feel me convulse and I curl up into you, wanting the closeness, the touching I've missed. We stay that way for a while as my breathing returns to normal, and you stroke my hair and give me soft kisses. I've always wanted to do that, or have it as a superpower. You murmur. What, the ability to shake the candy off of a girl? I ask. No, to make a woman come just by kissing her. I laugh. You surely did that. I like that superpower, but I don't think I'd ever get anything done if you had it.